like to know if the rumor of 57 Iranian warships off the East Coast is true or not. Also, if Obama gave the go-ahead for them to attack when the dollar fails, end quote. Well, it is true that Iranian ships are headed this way. Not 57. But according to Admiral Afshin Haddad, the vessels have already entered the Atlantic Ocean via waters near South Africa. Haddad says that the fleet is approaching U.S. maritime borders for the very first time. It's only about 14 miles from the East Coast. So why would Iran do this? I'll explain right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So what is true about these Iranian warships headed to the East Coast? Well, first of all, it doesn't appear to be 57, but actually two vessels. One is a smaller frigate, which will carry about 30 naval cadets. The other is a supply ship. But they will remain on this mission for about 3 months. Now, what is interesting about this story are the internet stories of how the Iranians are coming to war, how they're coming to the East Coast, how 57 ships are headed this way. How could we allow them so close to U.S. waters? And yet, when you consider the reason for Iran sending their ships this way, Iran is protesting the U.S. Navy deploying ships into the Persian Gulf, which we've been doing for some time. The U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet is based in Bahrain, just across the Persian Gulf from Iran. And the U.S. conducts regular exercises in the Persian Gulf, just in case. Exercises that we in the U.S. would be enraged by if the Iranians were doing them in waters so close to us. Now keep in mind, one of these ships the Iranians are sending over was almost destroyed by a U.S. fighter jet in 1988. Some media reports have referred to these ships as being nothing more than rust buckets, hardly a threat to the United States. As for the claim that the Obama administration wants to attack these ships if the dollar fails, well, that is based much more in fantasy than anything else. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at WhatLiesInYourDebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aaron process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Second and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Tuesday, February 25th, 2014. Almost through the month here, almost ready to get into March, which is going to come in like a lion and probably go out like a lion. Because, you know, back on Groundhog Day, Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow, said 6 more weeks of winter, which is certainly seems to be the case because there's another freezing ice storm getting ready to slam into the central and eastern United States here. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Sam is sitting in our control room, his hand hovering over the phone handset, waiting to swoop down and grab it as soon as you call on in to share your insights and questions on our program. And before I get into the heavy news, I want to go back and talk about Ben Swan's commentary about the 57 Iranian ships, where he's out there talking about the fact that Iran sent 2 ships on an obvious training mission into the Atlantic as a protest for the fact that the U.S. is parking a lot of hardware designed to put holes in things off the Iran's coast. And Iran is a little upset about that, just as we would be to find out a country that didn't like us was holding exercises in the Gulf of Mexico, like Russia, which apparently was tooling around there for a couple of months in one of their submarines without being detected by the United States. Boy, there's a good reason to back off this whole Ukraine thing. But I wanted to comment on it because since Ben recorded that particular piece of information, we have now had this news story coming out from Glenn Greenwald with more releases from Edward Snowden's documents confirming what we here in the independent media have been telling you for years. The U.S. government spends your tax dollars to hire people to come onto the internet and the blogs and to call into radio shows to just keep the confusion going, push the government line, and general try and cause as much of a ruckus as they can. And we've known they're there because of the way they behave. They're not arguing a position with logic and facts. They're just out there to call names and cause disruption and behave basically like very rude people. But I'm sure they see themselves as patriots and they get their paycheck from the U.S. government, then go home at night and abuse themselves to old James Bond movies and think they're doing something wonderful. But I would say that the inflation of these 2 training ships to a fleet of 57 vessels is probably one of the things that these paid disinformationalists, troublemakers, were told to do here. Now, we are, of course, in a year of midterm elections. The primaries leading up to the November elections begin next week, and inevitably, we are seeing the fanning up of the fringe issues that they want you all to decide who you're going to vote for or who you think you're voting for with all the fraud that's going on. And Attorney General Holder was on Fox News earlier today wagging the gay marriage issue and saying that the state attorney generals don't have to enforce gay marriage bans if they feel it discriminates. And, of course, some of the state attorney generals have come back saying that's not Eric Holder's job to do, to tell the state attorney generals what to do. And they're absolutely right about that. Regardless of how you feel about gay marriage, it's not Holder's business what the states are doing. And it reveals, first of all, they're desperate to get the fringe issues out there. So you're not thinking about the wars and the economy, and IRS gate, Benghazi gate, floodgate, all the gates going into the November elections here, and certainly not thinking about Obamacare. They're trying to make that one go away. But it does bring up this point. The federal government seems to have gotten into the habit of thinking they're running the entire country. And they're not supposed to. Go back and read that Constitution. The federal government is supposed to run the federal government. And the states are supposed to take care of what's going on inside the states. And so Holder's message out there on the gay marriage issue is not only inappropriate for what his office is authorized to do, it's also betraying the continued unconstitutionality of the federal government here. Now, speaking of government and constitution here, obviously the big story continues to be the Ukraine and a situation that is looking dangerously close to escalating. The Ukrainian parliament apparently is already at war with itself. It's factionalizing, and the vote on the formation of the new unity government has now been put off till Thursday. It was supposed to happen today. Apparently they can't get something put together everybody would agree to, and it's been put off until Thursday. Now, Senator John McCain who's supposed to be taking care of Arizona, but he's en route to the Ukraine to hasten and help bring about and solidify the regime change. And he's now being touted in the corporate media as the highest-ranking U.S. official to visit the Ukraine since the coup d'etat. And I think McCain, besides, pushing forward the U.S. policy of forcing the war back to Bretton Woods and the petrodollar and forcing all these regime changes, he's grandstanding. And I'm going to tell you right now, he is going to declare for 2016 because he's going out and doing things to keep his name in the news and basically make it look like he's got a good, solid foreign policy background, which is the whole point of this particular trip. He's out there. He's going to run again. So hopefully he'll make another dumb mistake in terms of picking his vice president and self-destruct again. Well, I don't know. I mean, if we're looking at McCain versus Clinton, we're back in that same sickening situation of having to pick between the lesser of two evils, which is still evil, and it's a stupid way to be running a country here. Now, the Ukraine is talking about having their new elections in May, but that is going to be very dicey because it's becoming very, very obvious that while Kiev may have fallen to the protesters and the coup d'etat, the rest of the Ukraine definitely is not on their agenda. They're definitely not interested in shackling themselves to the European Union or the European Central Bank. And if it goes to elections, the new government could find itself quickly out of a job, unless they set it up the way we have here in the United States of America, where you've got your choice of the pre-approved, already in service to the money junkies candidates, and any candidate who might actually work for the people like Ron Paul is just not going to be allowed to run. Now, Russia is ramping up the rhetoric about what's going on in the Ukraine, saying the country's new rulers are basically gun-toting mutineers. And Russia says they do not recognize that government. They will not work with them, period, end of discussion. And so there's a huge tension building up there. Obviously, the United States has already recognized the new government, even though it hasn't actually finished the process of forming. And Russia saying, no, they're not elected. They don't represent the opinion of the majority of the Ukrainian people. It's a dictatorship. It's a new U.S. puppet regime, and we all know that. We all know that. Victoria Nuland has admitted the U.S. spent $5 billion to bring down the old Ukrainian elected government and put in this new unelected pro-Western, pro-Europe dictatorship. And Russia is not going to go along with that because this is a serious threat to Russia's strategic interests. And Russia is not going to be able to just sit down and say, all right, we'll just sort of go along with this thing. Because Russia has been playing Neville Chamberlain to the U.S. Hitler long enough. And they've come to realize, as Neville Chamberlain did, that appeasement isn't going to work. Because once you let the U.S. invade one small country and take it over, 30 minutes later they're hungry to conquer another one. And that's exactly what has brought us to the situation. Inside Ukraine's parliament, there appears to be some divisions, and leader of the Party of Regions, parliamentary faction, Oleksandr Yefremov, has told the European Union High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, Catherine Ashton, the current government in Ukraine has no influence on the radical citizens, and MPs from the Party of Regions faction are basically working at gunpoint. They're being told if they don't go along with the new agenda, their lives could be at risk. And to sort of hammer that point home, an aide of the former Ukrainian president has been shot and wounded. It was an attempt on his life, but whoever was pulling the trigger is a lousy shot, and they hit him in the leg. But we're already into a period of wet work. They want to get rid of anybody who might represent a threat to their new power. And that's truly the sign of a dictatorship in place. We'll be right back.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plaques. Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal-Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike Sincero. Maybe I'm afraid to know.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, yesterday, late in the day, we started getting reports of military movements by Russia. In particular, they deployed this very large landing ship, the Nikolai Filchenkov, to Sebastopol in the Crimea. And it was openly announced on Russia's military websites. They said, we are doing this, and is carrying 200 troops and supporting equipment like armored personnel vehicles, which are now deploying on the ground in the Crimea. Now, let's take a really close look at this and sort of figure out what is Putin doing and what are they thinking? What is he thinking here? Now, 200 troops is a token force, okay, as is this single landing ship. Now, the other deployments that were announced yesterday are four flights of troops from the 45th Airborne Special Forces Unit to the city of Anapa, and six Mi-8 transport helicopters moved from Sochi to Anapa, most likely to support the troops. Now, the Mi-8 can be weaponized to carry rockets and machine guns, but it's primarily used as a transport. If you think back in Vietnam with the Huey, the Bell UH-1B Huey, yeah, they could put guns on it, but it was primarily there to move people around. It is not a for-purpose designed attack helicopter. Putin could be saying they're there to protect Russian nationals or possibly evacuate them. It looks to me like Putin is sending a message. He's ready to act if pressed, but he's not moving a force large enough to allow the U.S. and the West to claim it's a provocation or an invasion. And, of course, we're seeing all the American people say, oh, Russia's going to invade. Russia's going to invade. Yeehaw, we got the Cold War back. Now, what's going on here? These deployments are focused on the Crimea and the ports along the northern edge of the Black Sea. There are a couple of strategic issues there. Russia has a lot of naval bases along that part of the coastline, and they do not want to lose those. That would severely change the balance of power in the Black Sea and the Mediterranean. And we're coming from a position where Russia is seeing this new coup d'etat-installed government in Kiev as illegitimate. And Russia has made it very clear this U.S.-backed overthrow in Kiev is a threat to their strategic interests in the region. Now, before we let this thing get completely out of hand, we need to go back and look at this from the point of view of the people of Russia, in the context of the history of World War II. Now, here in America, World War II was fought other places. It was fought in Europe. It was fought in the Pacific. It was fought over in Japan. There was virtually no fighting on the U.S. homeland itself. It's quite a different story for the Russians, who were fighting the Nazi invasion on their home territory. They stopped the Nazis just 20 miles from Moscow. And they lost millions and millions of people, including civilians, in that fight. And the older generation of Russians still remember that. And they may be thinking that if war with the West is inevitable, better that it start and be fought in the Ukraine than on their own soil. And that puts a public attitude on the potential for war that we should not underestimate. So there's those Black Sea naval bases that are at issue. And there's also the issue of the Carpathian Mountains, because the ground war doctrine between Russia and the West, going back before World War I, is that the Carpathian Mountains represented a natural barrier that deterred aggression. Certainly didn't work very well for Napoleon or Hitler, for that matter, along with a severe Russian winter. But with the U.S. and NATO moving into Kiev and the western Ukraine, now the Carpathians are at their back. And that is another issue where Russia really does not want the Ukraine to fall into the military control of the European Union, the United States, and NATO. So what it's all going to come down to is whether Putin thinks war with the U.S. can be avoided or not. Now, if Putin decides war is still avoidable without further compromising Russian strategic interests, he'll rattle his sabers and then he'll go home. But if Putin decides that, yeah, the U.S. is coming to make war on Russia by hook or by crook, to force them back onto Bretton Woods, then this Cold War that our government has been working for could turn hot very quickly and from an unexpected direction. We can count on Putin, who is a master chess player, former KGB, not to fight the war the U.S. is ready to fight and win. He'll come from a completely different direction. Anybody in the U.S. government who thinks this current situation is controllable is living in a fantasy world here. Now, today we are hearing about additional military movements. The Western press is, of course, putting as much bias and spin on the reporting as they can. They're talking about Russian invasion in the region and, a Russian coup in Crimea, which is not what's going on. It's the U.S.-backed unity government that staged a coup, declared itself a new and unelected government, and wants to integrate all of the Ukraine with Europe, including the eastern part of the Ukraine. And they want nothing to do with the EU or the ECB. The Crimeans right now are hoisting the flag of Russia over their government buildings. They are making it very, very clear they want no part of this. The local regional governments in the eastern Ukraine and Crimea are saying they don't recognize the new government in Kiev. They're not going to send tax revenues. They are not going to obey any dictates coming out of Kiev. And I understand what they're thinking. How would you feel if a crowd of rioters took over Washington, D.C., and then declared that the U.S. was now part of Mexico? Is basically what's going on here. So, over in Sevastopol, in the Crimea, they've just installed a new pro-Russian mayor. So, this has definitely polarized the region, and it could easily lead to a civil war in the Ukraine and Crimea, which inevitably would escalate. Russia would support Crimea to protect their strategic military bases, and obviously that would be the open door for the U.S. to come on in. Yeehaw, we got our war with Russia. You know, you weren't using that 18-year-old kid around your home. They're just sloppy, leaving corn chips all over the carpet and everything. We'll take care of them. Get them out of here. Now, today, we are getting reports of additional military buildup on the Russian side of the Russia-Ukraine border. The numbers are all over the place. But apparently we are seeing units of Russia's 810th Naval Infantry Brigade, 880 separate Naval Infantry Battalion, 881 separate Assault Battalion, 888 separate Reconnaissance Battalion, 1613 separate Artillery Battery, and the 1619 separate Air Defense Artillery Battery. And as I said before, the numbers are all over. The highest number I heard is 26,000 troops have been relocated close to Russia's border with the Ukraine. Now, over in Kiev, Parliament understands they're dealing with a country that doesn't want to be ruled by them. And the majority of the Ukrainians do not like this pro-EU, pro-ECB agenda. And so they're already out there. The interim Ukraine president, Oleksandr Chernyshov, and remember, he has not been elected. They just said, hey, you get to be president. And he's out there talking about the danger of separatism. We can't have separatism. We must hold together as a single country and pledge our undying support to the European Central Bank. And it's kind of falling on deaf ears. Worst case scenario is he's out there warning Russia may annex the Crimea to protect their naval bases. And they might. We'll be right back.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a seven-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a four-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. And I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And Fox News is still running this thing about Eric Holder. No need to defend bans on same-sex marriage. Boy, we talk about being conditized. All right, we're going to grab some phone calls here. I'm going to start with John in Barbados. John, aloha. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind today?
Well, Michael, it looks like the EU and Barack Obama administration have seriously miscalculated. The news I'm getting from Ukraine, I've been speaking to several people, is that the ultra-right-wing neo-Nazis are now taking over this revolution in Kiev. Already, these people are taking revenge for the Jewish starvation of lots of Ukrainians after the war, and they've burnt a synagogue down, they're attacking Jews, it's going crazy, apparently.
Well, you know, one of the unfortunate things anytime there's a major social upheaval is everybody with a grudge decides then and there's the time to get their revenge. And it's an aspect of these things that generally we're not told about. You know, the American people are being sold the idea that this is some kind of a gentle transition from bad government to a new good government. You know, we're not told about these bad things that are going on. Just like we're not told about all the Christians being killed in Syria at the hands of these hired mercenaries.
Yeah, well, if you ally that to this latest report and the little documentary I've watched on comparing the U.S. military to Russia, China, and Iranian military, it now appears that your air superiority is no longer valid with this, the advancement of all these air defense missile systems, which of course weren't in play during the Iraq wars, but is now in play for these more modern nations. And what they're saying is, in this documentary, is that the new technologies installed in several Russian aircraft actually defeats your F-15, F-16 radars, and confuses them so badly that it puts them at a serious disadvantage.
Russia's been building some really good cutting-edge systems. They're spending a lot less money than the U.S., but they're spending it smartly because their goal is to come up with a working weapon system, not merely to enrich their political cronies. I understand they have pretty much worked out how to defeat America's stealth technology. We know that those drones the U.S. has been using are wide open to being commandeered and hijacked in midair with simple radio equipment. Remember how Iran got one of the U.S. drones just with something like $100 worth of off-the-shelf components, and they were able to bring that thing down. I see the United States government right now making the very same strategic mistake the Nazis did in the closing months of World War II, just this over-reliance on the high-technology wonder weapons. And we're dealing with a world whose technological prowess may be a little less than the United States, but the difference is very, very small. It's one of a few percentage of degree. And again, with the information technology they're getting from Russia and from China, it is not a slam dunk that the U.S. is ultimately going to win this. In fact, I'm convinced the U.S. is going to lose this war. If it really moves forward into war with Russia and China on the conventional sense, the U.S. can't win it. They're militarily exhausted. They've been making this very expensive junk for our military forces to try and use to operate this war. And that's why somewhere between now and final capitulation by the U.S. government, they will resort to their nuclear weapons.
Well, according to this documentary, Michael, the Russian jet engine technology is 10, maybe it's 20 years ahead of America's with all these different nozzles and variable directional nozzles that they're using on these engines. But what is more disturbing is that America thought they had superiority in space, but since the Chinese knocked a satellite down, they don't have that superiority anymore. They can knock any satellite down they want, and that will really screw communications.
Yeah,
a long time.
Well, the U.S. and Russia and China have all been developing anti-satellite weapons. I think it's a really stupid, reckless thing to do because we could literally fill the low Earth orbit with shrapnel from this orbital war that would make near-Earth space virtually unusable for 100, 200 years to come. When you get these people who are into war, their whole mindset is, we must win the war now, and we don't care what happens in the future, whether it's radiation all over Japan or radiation all over the South Pacific or the rest of it. That's subordinate to the need to win the war today, and it really is a very, very dangerous mindset, especially in an age where we do have weapons capable of, you know, an extinction-level event. Whether it's runaway nuclear war or some of these biological and chemical weapons that they have. I mean, we're talking about humans do have the capability of absolutely taking all of human civilization back to the Stone Age if this thing gets out of control.
Well, it could very well, because according to my investigation, some of the older U.S. satellites have plutonium as a power source.
Mm-hmm.
And it would only take... And if that comes down through the atmosphere and burns up, it's goodbye.
Well, let's be honest. You're talking about the radioisotope thermoelectric generators. Spy satellites tend to have them. There was a ban on them for a while. The ban was then rescinded. That comes down. It's a mess to clean up, but it's nowhere near the danger from exploding nuclear weapons.
But it's just adding a source from Fukushima, and if there is a nuclear war.
Let me give you something to feel a little optimistic about. If China hits a U.S. satellite that's fueled with plutonium, doesn't automatically mean the plutonium is going to come back down to Earth. It's probably just going to go into a new and different and unpredictable orbit. And that is really the danger of orbital warfare. You know, when you're having aircraft fighting each other and they shoot each other down, they come down to the ground and that's the end of it. But when you're shooting each other's satellites, the debris just goes into new orbits. And possibly impacts other satellites. And
my real concern, Michael, is the 104, soon to be 108, fixed nuclear weapons. You know, the GPS positions, the Earth coordinates are known precisely. They're called nuclear power plants. And, you know, a conventional weapon slamming into that reactor core will create a massive dirty bomb.
Well, now, here in the United States of America, the reactor containment vessels are designed to withstand aircraft impact. So, I'm more concerned about nuclear weapons, biological weapons, and chemical weapons than I am about the falling satellites and the nuclear power plants themselves. Okay, I see them as less of an issue. But, yeah, everything becomes a target. When you talk about Russia or China deciding to nuke major manufacturing centers in the United States, yeah, the power plants that are powering them are going to be part of that equation. And, you know, knocking out the electricity is the usual tactical early step in an invasion. That's what the U.S. was doing when it went into Iraq. The first thing it targeted were the power stations to kill all the lights and everything and give the advantage to the U.S. with its night vision systems, which, by the way, is an advantage the U.S. no longer has. Everybody has night vision systems. Everybody has thermal imaging systems. That whole playground is now level. That playing field is level. Okay?
Yep, absolutely. But it seems that the nations have took the Iraq war the two Iraq wars as a sign and have developed these systems now to counter America's air superiority and naval superiority with the new.
Yeah, they have. They've developed all these new techniques. They understand the U.S. likes to fly in stealth, laser designate, and drop a bomb, and they've developed countermeasures to that. Plus, America's current generation of fighter aircraft really are not very good. The F-22 and the F-35, and these other countries know it. If you look, even the Pentagon admits, if the F-35 got into a dogfight with the latest generation Russian fighter planes, the Russians would just eat them alive. In terms of maneuverability, visibility, yeah, it's...
Well, apparently, according to the documentary I was looking at, even the new Eurofighter Typhoon would walk all over your F-35.
Yeah, that's also a very, very credible aircraft. John, got to let you go. Got to take a break for some commercials. We'll be right back with another phone call.
Obamacare stories are worse every day. Medical treatment in Thailand can offer Americans some genuine options at fractional prices of U.S. treatment. Nursing homes, elder care, fractions of U.S. prices, and such superior options. The money you save could easily purchase a condo or two. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones here. George in Texas, thank you for waiting. What's on your mind today?
Well, how you doing, Mike? Aloha.
Doing fine. Aloha.
Well, you know, the thing is, there's one more card Putin can play with sort of like a probably avert this war, and that is Europe is dependent on Russian oil and natural gas, and Putin can very easily cut them off.
Yeah, well, it's not just oil and gas, because apparently the Ukraine has been very dependent on food imports from Russia, and Russia's already talking about cutting those back, if for no other reason than the new government in Kiev can't pay for them. The new government in Kiev is trying to forestall Russia threatening them over natural gas and has themselves ordered an 80% reduction in the natural gas being used out of those pipelines. Now, it sounds good politically, but when you have a country that is going through this kind of turmoil and its economy is in trouble and you cut off 80% of your natural gas supply, this could come back to bite the new government in Kiev on the rear end as the Ukrainian people are all of a sudden unable to cook their food. And it turns out it wasn't the Russians who did it, but this new unity government.
Well, like I say, this government, like I say, I think, you know, the thing is, like right now, whatever Russia does, yeah, it's going to be very unpopular, and there's going to be a lot of political fallout against Putin. But I can tell you, if Russia follows through, looking in hindsight months or years from now, we're going to probably thank God Putin took action like he did.
Well, obviously, we have been seeing all this Russia bashing going on, going all the way back to where Putin took control of their central bank. And so the writing has been on the wall. That somewhere along this whole rush to force the world back to Bretton Woods would bring us into conflict with Russia and China. Now, in terms of Putin's popularity, yes, he's being bashed all over the Western media. Within Russia, and again, going back to what the Russians remember, how close the Nazis got to Moscow, Putin had right now has a lot of support within Russia. He certainly has a lot of support within Crimea and the eastern Ukraine. So it's not like he's one man standing alone against the tide of public opinion.
Well, and you know, the thing is, when I was watching the Olympics, I got sick of, you know, you're hearing about Piers Morgan losing CNN, and the thing is, losing his show on CNN, but yes. I think the next shoe to drop is Bob Costas.
By the way, CNN, I'm available. Sorry,
well,
go ahead.
I mean, but Bob Costas on NBC, because his constant it was gay, and it's like, mm-hmm. I didn't really want to hear it. And I got to tell you one thing, people, Russia love and hate, but I could tell you one thing. You look in the Russian people's eyes and the athletes, they got more self-respect for their nation and their culture and their national pride.
Yes.
And it's like, and even Russian people tell me, how can you put up with the illegal aliens in this country doing what they're doing? They wouldn't put up with it 1 minute over there.
Yeah. You know, again, I disagree with Russia's attitude toward the gays, but you know something? That's Russia's problem to solve. We have so many problems in this country that are being ignored and neglected because our government has taken it upon itself to conquer the rest of the world and bring them into the warm, tender embrace of private central banking. And they're going to get a lot of people killed in the process. Anything else, George?
Well, you know, the thing is, you know, constantly, Mike, I am no longer going to pay taxes. I'm going to try to get out of Social Security. I am withdrawing my support of this government that cannot seem to solve the problems here, but they want to go meddle in other nations' affairs. And that's another reason why we should withdraw our support.
Yeah, absolutely. Pull your money out of the banks. Pull your money out of the stock market. Don't buy stuff you don't absolutely need. Don't get lured into having the new big gadget or the new big, the bigger car than your neighbor has. Just pull back and take care of yourself. And realize what's important is taking care of yourself and your family. Do not initiate violence against the government because they're actually hoping for that to happen. But prudence demands you be prepared to defend your home when the government initiates violence against you. And this is why I think everybody, every American ought to have firearms right now. With the idea that when the gold confiscation squads are out there in the street getting ready to kick down doors, they're going to be thinking, there's a chance I may not come out of this place alive. And that's going to sort of hold them back. It's deterrence. That's the best reason for the American people to be armed against the government right now is to give that government pause. That's why they're out there trying to take all the guns away from the veterans and everything. We're going to be talking about that later in the show. Anything else, George?
Well, thank you, Mike. I'll let you move on.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Now, interesting gambit coming out of Russia with regards to Ukraine. And remember, you need to look at what's going on from the point of view that the American culture, certainly the American government, is very much into poker and the bluff and the daring gamble. Okay, the Russians culturally are chess players, and they're very, very good. And so is Putin. Okay, there is now a plan in Russia to grant automatic Russian citizenship to all of the ethnic Russians in the Ukraine. to just say, here is a Russian passport. You are now a Russian citizen. Now, nobody can complain about this because there is a precedent. Israel grants automatic Israeli citizenship to any Jewish people anywhere on planet Earth. So it's not like this is something that has never been done before. Russia is simply adopting the Israel model. And what this will do, of course, will immediately mean that any military action in the Ukraine that is targeting the ethnic Russians will be seen as targeting Russian citizens. So it's a very, very good gambit, and it's going to change the complexion of what's going on over there. Now, listen, we already talked about limiting the food imports, and we already talked about the Ukraine is slashing their gas imports. That one is going to come back and shoot. They're going to shoot themselves in the foot with that one. They're not thinking things through all the way to the end. The new government in Kiev are not the chess players that Putin is, and they better realize it real quick here. Now, Arseniy Yatsenyuk, the leader of the Batkivshnya faction of the Ukrainian parliament, is saying that Ukraine's state budget has been stolen, and the country is now technically bankrupt. Somewhere with all these protesters and coup d'etat running around, somebody got into the treasury. Okay? Now, this new Ukrainian government is moving quickly to consolidate power. There is the attempted assassination on the aide of the ex-president. The Ukraine parliament has now basically kicked out all of the constitutional court judges. That would be basically like Obama kicking out shutting down the United States Supreme Court. We don't need anybody to tell us what's constitutional or not, is the attitude that's coming out of there. There's a lot of vandalism going on, primarily aimed at monuments left over from the Soviet Union and World War II. And apparently this is starting to flare up all across Europe. We're getting reports that some of the monuments to Russian military victories in World War II in Bulgaria are being defaced and taken down. And all of this, of course, reeks of staged propaganda by agent provocateurs when you go out and you deface monuments. Because let's face it, the monuments refer to events that happened 40, 50 years ago, 60 years ago. It's really not current. It is therefore its symbolic and media value that you go out and you deface these stone monuments. All right, let's see. Story coming out of Global Research up in Canada. The road to Moscow goes through Kiev. A coup d'etat that threatens Russia. So even the Canadian press is up there recognizing what happened in Kiev is not a transition of government by the people. It is a coup d'etat in the installation of a pro-Western puppet regime here. Experts fear Crimea could become the next flashpoint. Yeah, that's kind of a given at this point. Let's see. According to Natalia Vitrenko of the Progressive Socialist Party of Ukraine, they're basically talking about, they issued a statement how these protesters in Kiev, who are still out there causing damage, they're not under the control of this unity government. And they're basically pushing a fascist agenda. Now, yesterday, late in the day, I caught a replay of a press conference given by Jay Carney at the White House. And he's up there saying that, well, yeah, we're recognizing the new government in Kiev. And, yeah, we know the government that was just brought down was elected. And we know this one isn't. But we're okay with it because the elected government wasn't following their country's constitution. And I could see it on his face. He knew he could just as easily be describing the United States government right now. We're going to take a break for the top of the hour stuff. We'll be right back after these few words.